وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims in an Islamic state or under an Islamic state that obviously runs by the Islamic rules and laws. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first He guarantees the freedom of faith and also guarantees the freedom, or at least we say protecting and honoring their human dignity. So first he looks at them as all humans, and second, Allah says you can believe in whatever you want to believe in. And we say these examples of Muslims being tolerant with other religion shows very well during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Not only the Prophet did not force anyone to accept Islam, rather he used to make them or give them an option, either become Muslims or don't. The choice is yours. But under the Islamic government and Islamic state, Islam not only preserves the rights of people to their faith, but also he preserved the right to have their places of worship. During the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the life of those who came after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, even to give a credit where credit is due to even the dynasty of Bani Umayyah and Bani Abbas, for whatever reasons, they actually also maintained the right to other faiths and other religions to have their places of worship intact. Rather, you see that, and many times you'll find that the Muslims are the ones who encourage non-Muslims to build their places of worship, or at least to fix their places of worship. And you can even see examples from the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, where he goes to churches himself, and sometimes he used to pray in them, sometimes he used to help fix it. So you see that when it comes to Muslims, we protect non-Muslims and we also protect their places of worship. And even the Wailing Wall that the Jews, it's the most sacred wall to the Jews, back in the day, it was a place where they used to throw a lot of rubbish and a lot of, waste. And that wall wasn't even visible. When one of the caliphs, he heard that this is a sacred place to the Jews, he ordered his people to clean it up and fix it for the Jews. So you can see there is so much tolerance towards people, towards their faith, and towards their places of worship. That wasn't a point of argument or a point of fight or a point of trying to point fingers at each other or defame one another. Rather, Islam is very tolerant. Why? Because it's a basic need of a human being. He needs to believe in something. So sometimes people believe in the right thing, all good and well. Sometimes they don't. Allah says, well, give them the choice to do that. That's their choice. If they want to build their own places of worship, then also give them that right. That's a right of a human being under an Islamic state. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we were saying that Islam not only provided people the freedom to choose their faith and to remain on their faith, but also provided them the right to have their places of worships, be it a church, or be it a synagogue, or be it a temple, or whatever they might be. Islam allowed it. It's a right of a human being to have his place of worship. Not to say that Islam agrees with it, or agrees with that faith. Obviously, there are differences. But nevertheless, Allah says, no compulsion religion. Do not force people to become Muslims. So obviously, if they're not going to become Muslims, they will have their places of worship. That was over 1,000 years ago, over 1,300 years ago. If we look at this world today, we don't see the same tolerance towards Muslims in other Western countries who, let's say, dominant by a specific religion. We see that other faiths or other religions in the world, when Muslims move on to them, they look at Islam as a point of threat. So sometimes when Muslims try to build a mosque for them to worship their Lord, at most of times these permits are not approved because it's a mosque. Or for the established mosques that are existing in these countries, you see that these places are constantly under attack. So, for example, take France. France is one of these countries that assume or claims to be a civilized country that gives people their rights. Rather, if you look at the news, from early 90s, I don't want to go further, from early 90s until today, many times you see that the mosques are being attacked, mosques being demolished, or mosques being closed down, and Muslims being casted away. Why? Because they look at Islam as a threat. So there is no tolerance towards Muslims in terms of having their faith or having their places of worship. And this is globally. And obviously from one country to another country, it differs. It's not the same. But you can see, if you do the comparison between how Islam wants human beings and wants people to live under a system that provides their basic human rights compared to those who rally and champion behind human rights, which is a massive difference. There are slogans and there is action. So these people, they hold the slogans of, okay, you have the freedom to have your faith. But when you look at it practically, it does not exist. So many times, the things that I've seen with my own eyes, many places of worship are closed. They're raided by police from time to time, constantly monitored, people constantly harassed. Why? Because they want to worship a God that they like, that is different from their God. So Islam provides that right to people where others don't. We leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله